This is the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network.
Always sitting around.
All right, sad to report, as I mentioned, Aretha Franklin in hospice care today. Her time is not long, but her impact is immortal. I think that's a fair way to put it. Talk about pure Michigan, Aretha Franklin. What an incredible, incredible talent. Shifting gears now, my next guest, Dr. Ben Carson, an American politician, author, former neurosurgeon, serving as the 17th and current United States Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, and a Michigan man himself. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Good to be with you again.
Good to have you here. So you're putting together a notice soliciting public comment, I understand, on a rule from the Obama era that, in your estimation, has impeded the development and rehabilitation of affordable housing around the country. What is the problem and what are you repairing?
Well, the big problem is that we don't have enough affordable housing for people. We have 3 to 4 times as many people in need of it as we have. And to use the resources of the federal government to just take people and move them around from place to place doesn't really solve that issue. So what we really need to do is ask ourselves, what are the impediments for building affordable houses and building communities that are holistic, that have the kinds of things that would nourish a person rather than just keep people mired in poverty for long periods of time? So it's a whole combination of things. Using the AFFH rule to remove the regulatory burdens so that we can build affordable houses, using the rental assistance demonstration program to create public-private partnerships, which tend to work much better when building holistic communities, you know, using low-income housing tax credits, taking advantage of the opportunity zones created by the new tax plan. These are the kinds of things that actually take advantage of the fact that our people are our most valuable resource. We need to be developing them. Just doing more of the same and moving things around and making ourselves feel good that we're doing something, that's not helping our people.
Yeah, just doing it for show isn't really what we need here. We need results, I think, is what you're telling me here, Doctor. We need results out of these programs. And from what I'm hearing, you're also telling me what we're doing is terribly, terribly inefficient. And if we've got 4 times the need, clearly we spend a lot of money on these programs, right? And so I think we need better results.
We spend tons of money. You know, I was reading an article a couple of weeks ago about NYCHA, the New York City Housing Authority, and some of the problems that they were having, and they were focusing on one particular tenant who had been in public housing for almost 50 years. To me, that was the story. Why do we have people in public assistance for 50 years? You know, we obviously need to fix that system because we only have a certain number of people, and, you know, we have to compete in a very competitive world.
Well, public housing for 50 years, I think, would give the indication that there's a bigger underlying problem, and that is if you've got a house and or whatever, an apartment, and you're comfortable with it and you have no cause to leave, why leave? I think maybe it becomes too habitual, maybe. Well, what are your thoughts?
Clearly a lot of people don't know a different lifestyle. You know, their mother was there, their grandmother was there. They think that the American dream is for somebody else. And one of the things that we really want to do is make it clear to people that the American dream is for everybody. And, you know, the whole point of our Envision Centers, bringing, you know, the resources of the federal government, state and local governments, as well as nonprofits, faith-based organizations, and the private sector together as wraparound services so that people can actually see that there is a way out, and we can focus on educational advancement, economic empowerment, health and wellness, as well as character and leadership development, mentorship programs, the kinds of things that actually have been proven to work. We want to look at the evidence, and that's something I think I got from my medical career. You know, don't just go by ideology. Look at the data, look at the evidence, and find out what actually works, and then use that.
You know, Dr. Ben Carson here with us. Dr. Ben Carson, I ask you your opinion on some things that I've observed in my thoughts. I believe that we need more dads in America. I think too many parents are too easy, willing to give up their children, if you will, and let the system take care of them. We need more families. We need more families together. I think that that would help promote ending this cycle of dependence. So we have to come up with programs that help promote the family staying intact. Do you agree with that?
You're absolutely correct, and that's why with our rental revision program, we're looking at assessing a person's income every 3 years instead of every 1 year. That way they're not discouraged from bringing in another income-earning person, not discouraged from getting marriage. You know, some of the systems that we've had in place for decades, it's almost like they were designed to keep people in poverty.
Well, it looks that way. I mean, it looks to me when you see programs that seem to incentivize keeping fathers out of the home, for example. I mean, you did pretty well with a single mom, I'll give you that. But I think most kids benefit from having a father in the home, from having two parents, right?
Well, not only that, but that's what the data shows. I mean, it's incontrovertible. And so our policy should be aimed at creating, you know, the right atmosphere so that people will want to get married, and creating the right atmosphere for creating educational opportunities for people. You know, you look at the job market right now. There's 6.5 million skilled jobs that are vacant, that are begging for people.
That's right.
There are training programs that are begging for people.
That's right.
You know, the Air Force has tens of thousands of cybersecurity jobs. They're willing to train people. I mean, we just have to create the right funnel to get people into these things. These are good-paying jobs. You will not need any public assistance, believe me.
Yeah.
So we're working that the whole thing, you know, looking at the whole thing from beginning to end, not just one little piece.
What if you could bring these things together? Because I think what you just struck on just makes me think, Dr. Ben Carson here on the Steve Gruber Show, it makes me think if we could have programs that are tied to these public housing where you have a program where you can go learn heating and air, or you can learn plumbing skills or whatever it is. You can learn a trade so you have a saleable skill going forward and you have these abilities. Because here in Michigan, we have training programs all over the state that are accepting people, that the people get paid while they're learning. They earn while they learn, if you will. And if you could tie that to a public housing situation to promote opportunities going forward, that would be great. I'll give you the last word.
Exactly what we're going to be doing. Exactly. And again, it helps everybody. Because for every person that you take off the welfare rolls, that's one less person you have to pay for. One more tax-paying, productive member of society who may discover the cure for cancer.
Well, there you go. Or be a world-famous neurosurgeon, or whatever they become.
Exactly.
The point being is that they can grow up, given the right opportunity and a chance to succeed, sky's the limit. Dr. Ben Carson, greatly appreciate your optimism. Thank you for your service to the country, and thank you for your time again today.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. Dr. Ben Carson here on the Steve Gruber Show. I just think he's one of the good ones. I do. I think he's one of the people out there very positive, and I appreciate him every time. Straight ahead today, some final thoughts and wrapping up the program with Nicolia Ambrose, spokesman for the Faith Coalition to Stop Genocide in Burma. Another optimistic story straight ahead on the Steve Gruber Show.
The road to Michigan's future is paved by hard-working construction workers earning a great living and building something bigger than themselves. MichiganConstruction.com is the first step to joining the growing number of hard-working people dedicated to building Michigan. In fact, you can be learning while earning. If you're looking to get started or get started doing something new, go to MichiganConstruction.com. There's plenty to do, and we need dedicated, hard-working people to build Michigan from the ground up. You can start now at MichiganConstruction.com.
Hey, parents! Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak...
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
...to 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean... A fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit EAMonline.org. That's EAMonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for